This is Chubby Ray Live. And here is your host, Mr. Ray Lytle.
Hey, hey! Hey, hey, suckers! Welcome to the program. It's Chubby Ray Live. I am Ray Lytle. How are you? What's happening, man? I hope everything's well on this Thursday, the week is, man, you talk about flying by.
Oh, yeah.
Flying by this week, man. Holy crap. I'm Ray. Say hi to Gully. Gully's in Liverpool, England. Hey, Gully.
Very good evening to you and everybody else, Ray.
And we also have Vanilla Gorilla. He's live from Hades. Hey, Vanilla. Hey, Gorilla.
Ray, it's madness down here in Hades. There are people still trapped under buildings.
Oh, God. Hey, you guys. This is actually really cool that I get to do this. Today's show is brought to us by the Blue Grouch Pub. Blue Grouch Pub on West Maple in Springfield. Blue Grouch Pub with those delicious delicious drinks and great prices. Good times and live music. Can I give you the schedule for the bands coming up at the Blue Grouch Pub? Would you like to hear what they are? This Friday, tomorrow, Area 51 plays the Blue Grouch Pub. Who's Your Daddies play Saturday. Mike Burnett and Perry Zubek from Cats on Holiday, they play next Friday the 12th. And coming up Saturday, February 20th, is the Blue Grouch third anniversary party with music from The Machine, my buddy Courtney Grimes, who used to play in the Itchy Pickles with me and used to also play in the band The Dirty Ernies, is in that band. And they will have, check this out, $1.50 domestic bottles and well drinks that night. I'll tell you right now, I know where I'm going to be on the 20th.
Sounds
Gorilla,
very reasonable.
Gorilla, we're going. $1.50 drinks, we are going.
You know, I was all afraid because you've been talking about getting sponsors on the show.
Yeah.
And I was all afraid. I didn't want Gully to drink alone today. So I brought a beer.
Look at
that. And then you say that the sponsor is a bar,
yes.
And I don't feel so bad.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, of course we're going to take bars. And bars, strip clubs, I don't care.
Everything is right in the world.
Also tonight, $2 Captain Morgan drinks, the Blue Grouch Pub. Thank you, Blue Grouch Pub. They are the sponsor of today's show. Okay, guys, we're going to start taking advertising. And obviously, the Blue Grouch has contacted me, but already people are contacting me to run commercials on the program. So it is happening.
We need to get a forehead commercial for me.
Yes, we need some kind of forehead polisher. Here's yep. What I worked out. I have, you know, there's going to be regular corporate, you know, advertising. I say corporate, but business advertising. But we're also going to do something that I don't think anyone's ever done before. Okay, I don't know anybody that's ever done this. We are going to do a thing where anyone can advertise anything that they want.
Nice.
Anyone can advertise anything for an a la carte price. I'm going to put an a la carte price on, and what you'll do is you will either pay so much money for us to put a commercial for whatever you want. I don't care if you're having a garage sale, if you want to tell a rumor about a coworker.
Yes.
I don't care what you want us to say. There will be a la carte prices. You can, as long as you pay the money. We
it's all about this in my camera.
The commercials. And here's the other thing. There'll also be a price where if you bump it up $5, you can name which person on the show you would like to read your commercial live. Like you could say, here's so much money. I want Vanilla Gorilla to read a commercial and, you know, and I don't care what the business. I don't care if it's the gay bar or if it's oh, man, would that be great? I don't care what it's for.
This is dangerous territory.
Right? Anybody can if you got a yard sale. And we're gonna. So this is something that's never been done before. Also, if you are an amateur or a professional broadcaster yourself, and you want to sit at your house and produce your own commercial, There's a few rules you got to follow. You can't have copyrighted music underneath it. And all that stuff. But if you want to voice your own commercial, as long as it is within the time frame that will be allotted, you can send us, you can put the money on and send your own commercial in. So, there you go. This is, and here's the thing. The commercial not only runs live on the program, but it will be on the podcast forever. And you guys know these podcasts, for example, it came out over Christmas. 13 people downloaded Best of Breaking Curfew Part 1 today. Now, I don't know where these 13 stragglers have been, but it just lets you know. These shows, even though they've been here for a long time, these shows get listened to and are downloaded and stuff even months after they happen. So all I say is, be aware of that.
It's very good value.
But it's going to be great. I'm going to put the pricing thing up, and I'll actually even put up a thing where you can upload your own personal audio if you make your own commercial. So it's pretty cool. This is going to be coming soon. No one has done this before. We're going to be the first. And once I get the setup, who knows? I might even maybe I'll even make it to where you can buy commercials on other people's shows, and I'll set up for them. So who knows? There you go. All right. So this is what's happening. It's digital media. It's new media. It's a new way to get the word out of your product, or if you want to have fun. Say you're working around, you're at the office, and it's a coworker's birthday coming up, and you want to surprise them. It's a nice surprise to do something like that as well. So pricing will be available. Ways to upload stuff for yourself will be available. Or you can write a script and send it to us, and we'll do it. It's very, very easy. It's very simple. It's new, and I hope that people can catch on and understand what it is we're doing. So there you go. But we do welcome our very first. I said this afternoon, I put it on Facebook. Did you guys see the Facebook post?
Yep, I caught it.
I put it on Facebook. I said, listen, we're going to start taking advertising next week. And the Blue Garage Pub said, no, we want to. Can we do it now? So they're in, and we thank them. They are already in. So
they have such nice stools, I hear, as well.
They do. The Blue Garage Pub is where I ripped off, where we borrowed that that stool. And by the way, when I was asked to not return to WCVS Radio, they kept the stool.
Terrible.
Yeah, they kept the stool. I can't believe that. And then, I was at the Blue Garage Pub not that long ago, and Oscar said, you still got your stool? I said, no, they kept it. And he goes, those bastards. He goes, you stole that for yourself. They shouldn't keep it. He goes, that's not their property. I said, I know.
Damn them.
So even the guy who owned the bar that I stole the stool from, he says that it should have been my stool.
Somebody understood.
All right, we've got a phone call. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Raymond, Al from D-Town.
Hey, what's up, Al?
Hey, nothing, man. Hey, I'm one of the 13 guys that downloaded that today.
Oh, there you go. So you're just getting it today.
Wow.
Well,
wow.
Yeah, but what I do is I'm in a truck all day, so I got my iPod so I can run it through the stereo.
Sure, that's smart.
So, yeah, I'll just grab a couple episodes that I haven't listened to and throw it in there. That way, because commercial radio sucks.
I agree. I can't listen to commercial radio.
I'd rather listen to you than free beer and hot wings.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, you want to know what my wife's doing? Honestly, God, this is what my wife's doing. She's got the iPhone, and she, we're on right now. My wife is using, she's not even using the Ustream app anymore.
Mm-hmm.
She uses she went to the Safari browser and went over to ChubbyRay.com and clicked on the audio only link. Okay? And then it came up on Pocket Tunes. So she's listening to she listens to the audio only link. And that's what she does. And she plugs it into her car stereo and she drives around and she goes, it's weird because she forgets I'm not on the radio. Because she says he's turning up and down the radio while she's listening to me. And it's very bizarre. But she says it's just like the old days. And my wife brought a very good idea up to me. And now let me ask you this, since you listen in your truck.
Okay.
It was brought to my attention, and this is not an original idea. I will admit it is blatantly being ripped off from Howard Stern. But if you have satellite radio, Howard Stern has this channel. I don't know if you guys have heard it, but he's got this channel, and the channel has it's one channel. It's just him. It like plays his show in the morning. And then it repeats it, okay, over and over and over again. My wife said, you know that feed, you only run that audio feed live from while you guys are live. She said, you should load some old shows, maybe some classic Morning Disaster or whatever shows, and of course the new show. You should load all of those to just play. That way, if somebody is like, you know, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, if there's nothing, if they're bored, they want something to listen to, they can click on that feed. And then, of course, when we go live, we'll be live, but the rest of the time, it'll just be old shows playing over and over again. So I don't know if that's a good idea or not, but...
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
Didn't you do that at Disaster Radio? When you guys first started, you were doing that.
When we first started, we did a four-hour show, or a three-hour show. And when we got done with the show, the replay immediately started playing. And it was a three-hour show that went live from 4 to 7 p.m. And then right at 7 p.m., the show started replaying. And it ran eight times a day. And it was huge. I mean, people loved it. So, you know what I mean? And that's what my... And we were talking about it, and my wife was also talking about the satellite radio, how Stern does it, and I'm like, you know, I've done it. I did it before. I did it in 2005 or 2006 with Disaster Radio when we first started. Maybe I should do it again.
So, yeah, let's do it.
As long as I'm not, you know, there's rules. You know, I can't play the music and blah. Or no, I guess I if it's streaming. Well, there is no music on the old shows anyway. So, yeah, as long as I'm streaming it and not making some stuff available for download, I'm fine. So. I don't know. It's something I'm thinking about, but I just want to know if it's going to be worth people's time. If there's only going to be like three people listening to it, then just download the podcast, you know. But if there actually is going to be people listening to it, then I will run the feed nonstop. Maybe this weekend I'll take all five shows of this one, you know, all five Chubby Ray Live episodes, put them on a loop, and just let it run on the audio all weekend and see if how many people actually check it out. I'll do a test to see if people will actually listen to it.
And why not?
And then if it's worth
it, I think
time,
it'll work.
Because the whole thing is it's going to require having a server running nonstop. And it's, you know, it's not cheap, so. But what the hell? Thinking about it. So there you go.
I can do it on the Ustream as well, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess you could, yeah. That's true, you could.
Yeah.
Just run it on the main feed. You know the passwords and everything. So, but I mean, I don't know. Al, what do you think?
I think you should do it. Yeah. I think it went pretty, you know, because people work different shifts, and I mean, if they miss it, boom, you come home. You know, if you're just doing something, you know, I'll always crank up the computer in the bedroom and do whatever, and I think it'll work.
I know that. The majority of people that listen to this show that we're doing right now. Now, yes, we're live, and it's 10 till 5 p.m. Central time and all that stuff. However, the majority of people listen to this show over podcast. We have an amazing amount of podcast listeners, which is great. So I still want people to get the podcast. I mean, I still want the I don't want it to take away from the podcasting. I guess it's just if you're driving and say you don't have an iPod, this would be for those people like that. So, I don't know. I just wanted to put it out there and get some thoughts, you know. And also, hey, Al, you're a podcast downloader, so let me ask you this. If I put up old shows on a podcast, if I did a Ray Lytle archive podcast, would you download those or would that be a waste of time?
dude, I was just getting ready to say this. The one that I've listened to, and I just probably started doing this around Christmas. So, you can go through and look at how many times you played certain songs and everything.
Right.
I've listened to the Jim the Photographer one.
Oh, the special one,
that you put out.
Yep.
Yeah, the special. I bet you I've listened to that 35 times.
Wow.
And I love the old stuff. I mean, with Marvin and all that, that was great. Well, I love the new stuff, too. Everything's got to change. But it's nice to kind of hear that old stuff every once in a while.
This is what I was telling an advertiser. I was having a conversation with someone today. And I said, you don't understand. The people that listen to this are diehard listeners. They don't just listen once. I mean, DC's over here now because we're recording the Dumb Media Show afterwards. DC can tell you, people who get the podcast, he gave me a dollar to plug the Dumb Media Show. People who get the podcast, okay? You he said he'll listen to the show live. He'll also download the podcast and then re-listen to things over the podcast. I mean, it really is. People who listen to this stuff, they listen to it more than once. Al, you said you've heard that Jimmy special 35 times. Imagine somebody bought a commercial on that. I don't care what message you're getting. You would have gotten the message after 35 times of hearing it. So.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying it's a new way. It's a new way to communicate with people, and I love doing this. I just think it's great. I'm very glad that you understand what it is we're doing, and I'm glad you're downloading everything. And I am gonna do the Ray Lytle archive stuff. I'll make it all. I'll say on the air when it's all available and stuff. But it's stuff I'm thinking about. So there you go.
Yeah.
And it's great to talk to you again. Hey, I got the pictures of you wearing your wedding gear.
Yeah. I clean up pretty good for a white boy, don't I?
When did that happen?
August 28th in Las Vegas.
You no longer look all. You don't look like Kevin Federline anymore. You don't look all wigged out. You look like a clean cut.
You know what,
boy.
Dude? Before we went, that picture was probably maybe 4 days with short hair. I had hair past my shoulders.
And you cut it all off.
And I cut it all off. She asked me to.
Life good? Is everything going good?
Yeah. Hey, man, I'm working and paying taxes.
Nothing wrong with that. Well, listen, buddy, I thank you for calling. One of my favorite listeners
in
the world.
Man.
I am so glad that you joined technology and got a phone and everything, and you can hear us. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Al from D-Town. Thank you.
Hey, I'll get a hold of you.
Bye, buddy.
Later.
There you go. That's kind of cool. It's good to hear from Al.
Surprised you didn't ask him to give me some, marital advice.
I was going to go there.
Thank you for not.
I was going to go there and then held off.
Wow, that's very unlike you, right?
Ray? That's a step in a positive direction. Congratulations.
I hate to say it, but we might have a special guest on today's show.
Ooh.
Grilla, you listen to the old? You listen to the old show, right? You listen to my old FM show. Did you?
Yeah.
One of the regular callers to my old FM shows was the dog food lady.
Oh, my God.
Crazy lady.
The dog food lady was, Gully, you remember, you've heard of her. I mean, you've heard her a little bit.
She's insane.
This started about 96, 97. The dog food lady was one of those regular callers. She's up there, with Hillbilly Joe and
P.S. Bob.
And P.S. Bob. She's one of those regular callers that made their way, to my radio life. She called in and admitted to me that she was eating dog food. And the very first time I spoke with her. So that's how she got the name the dog food lady. She also is notorious for the phrase, "My beaver stinks."
Oh,
which,
God.
Which, by the way, she was talking about a beaver as in she wanted a pet beaver. And then she said that something else stinks. And, you know, in her defense, we actually put those together to say that. And then she got angry after we did it. Because we put together this thing that said, my beaver stinks. And she called in and she said, you better quit playing that. And I go, what do you mean playing what? You know, you play that thing that says, my beaver stinks. And we took that clip. So we've, you know, I got to find that actually. I should play that more. So she is the one responsible for that. She also sounds like, if you ever watch the old Bullwinkle cartoon, She sounds just like Rocky from the Bullwinkle cartoon.
Rocky with a dirty beaver.
All right, so here's the story. My wife, of all places, is at a Walmart, okay? She goes to the pet section.
Oh, no.
Of the Walmart, okay? She goes to the pet section to get some dog food or, you know, whatever for the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And while she's there, she sees this fat woman in an aisle talking to herself. And so my wife is standing in the aisle right next to this woman. And the woman looks at her, and my wife goes to pick up whatever this dog whatever thing is. And the woman says, you know, those are cheaper if you buy them over at PetSmart. You know, like, starts giving her advice. And my wife goes, excuse me? She goes, those are cheaper. My wife goes, you know, your voice is really familiar. And she goes, and so dog food lady's like, well, I used to be on the radio. And and then so they get talking about how famous she is from being on the show. And then my wife finally says, well, I'm Ray Lytle's wife. And dog food lady's like, oh, I don't have internet, sir. I'd love to call him, blah, blah, blah. So Deidre said, hey, why don't you give me your phone number? And then Ray can call you. So, ladies and gentlemen, I have in my possession the one and only phone number of the dog food lady.
Didn't she have the hots for Marvin?
She did. She really liked Marvin. And you know what? She did something with Jimmy once.
Oh, really?
She would never admit it, but I know she did something with Jimmy.
Really? We should try and get her admitted today.
I think she gave Jimmy oral sex. I really do. I'm not joking either.
You know, half the women in this town did that.
Well, yeah, that's true.
He did put, by the sounds of it, he did put himself about a bit.
Jimmy never said, I don't think the word no was in his vocabulary.
It's not a bad thing.
I know the word please. I know the word please was in there. But no is not in his vocabulary. All right. So I have the phone number. I'm going to give her a call right now. We'll see if she answers. The dog food lady. I don't know her real name. Crap. I don't know if she'll be home or not.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 2176532 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Yes, this is Bruce Smith with the Springfield Radio Hall of Fame. We're trying to get in touch with Dog Food Lady. If she could call 883-4667, we would like to give her an award. We're selecting her for the Springfield Radio Hall of Fame this year, if she's interested. Once again, we're trying to get hold of Dog Food Lady. If you could call 883-4667, it would be appreciated. Well, there you go.
That should work.
Yeah, I don't know. Dumb enough.
Is this dog food lady?
Maybe she's not got credit, though.
I don't know if she's dumb enough to think she's going to be in a Hall of Fame.
She's going to win
the call in 5 minutes.
Would it be something if she goes, oh, and she starts telling everybody, I'm going to be in the Springfield Radio Hall of Fame. Oh, God.
She's going to win a golden dog
ball. Or else, like listener Dennis in the chat room is saying, she'll call in when we're not on the air. You're right. She will. You're right. Whoops.
So was she partial to the biscuits or the horse meat?
She, you know, the dog food lady is, you know, how do you describe? It's so hard
word?
To describe the dog food lady.
You want one word, Rand? Describe her word.
It is, yeah, go ahead. I mean, you've heard her. Right? Go, how do you describe her? You know, it's she's just the dog food lady.
She sounds insane.
Yeah, there's really nobody like her. I don't know. She's just something else, man. There's nothing like the dog food lady.
And I hope to God there is nothing else like the dog food lady.
She doesn't call today, we'll get her. We'll get her to call in sometime. She will call in.
You just got to keep on with the prize thing. I'm sure she'll be.
Yeah, tell her that we're the Radio Hall of Fame. And
she's going to win the Golden Dog Bowl.
Do you get money for being in the Hall of Fame? Is there money involved in this?
And a commemorative free chewing tobacco pouch. She'll be up for that.
Oh, God.
Don't play the dog bowl.
She's the best, man. There's nothing like the dog food lady. So I'm hoping that she will call in.
We live in hope.
It would be awesome. It really would make my week if we get her on. We do Hillbilly Joe. It's a Thursday. Hillbilly Joe say he'd be on a Thursday?
I think he's appeared in the chat, so.
Yeah.
Now that we've said goodbye to Linus, who passed away yesterday, sadly.
I heard they're bringing in a priest for final.
It's the last rites.
Right, for last rites. Poor Linus.
Well, never mind. What a pity.
Did we lose Gorilla's cam? What happened to his cam?
I think he crashed and then came back. I don't know.
Oh, so he did lose his camera. Okay, hold on. I'll put you on live there, Gorilla. Hold on, buddy.
It was the dog food.
Yep.
But just hold off on it.
Talking about dog food.
It clogged the pipes.
But we do have Joe.
Joe's only got a small pipe, though.
Right.
Joe is a consolation prize. Woo!
If we don't get dog food lady, then I guess we'll bring in Joe.
The internet and Joe. And Tabaki.
Oh, well.
What more could a man ask for?
Yeah, so you think people complain when they hear... you think people complain when they hear Hillbilly Joe or Linus or whoever on the show? Wait till they start complaining about hearing Dog Food Lady on the show. It'll be awesome. That'd be great. That'll be funny as hell. Hey, I put a thing on Facebook about how people can listen to the show on their iPhone and their Droid and things like that. And now I'm getting people of other types, with other types of phones are asking.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's asking for Windows. I'll send them a reply in a second, but they asked about Windows mobile phones. If you have a Windows mobile phone, your Windows Media Player...
Yeah, it should be pretty straightforward. Just click on the link and there you go.
It'll play out. The audio will play automatically with that. Mm-hmm. But the BlackBerry keeps coming up. Is listener Randy in the chat room, and did he get a chance to look at the BlackBerry and figure out what application to get to listen to it on the BlackBerry?
Well, my sister still got... she bought a new phone. She got an Android phone today. She's still got an old BlackBerry. You could get her to check out how you actually do that if you'd like.
That's what we need to do. We need to figure out exactly the name of the BlackBerry app that would play Windows Media Stream. That's all it is. And I know there. And so I was told there is one. I was told flat out there is a BlackBerry app that will play a Windows Media feed.
There definitely is. Why not? I will look into that myself as well.
I don't own a BlackBerry, so I don't know the name of it, but it does exist. Anyway, so, I was hoping, God, I was really hoping to get... I was hoping to get the dog food lady on. That's a shame. But we do have Hillbilly Joe.
As a replacement.
Yes, we've Hillbilly Joe as a... as a backup option.
He just eats crap instead of dog food.
Right.
As a replacement.
Yeah. We'll get Hillbilly Joe on. See what he's up to. Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome to the show the one and only Hillbilly Joe.
Yay. Ooh.
Hello, Joe. Yay. How are you?
Good afternoon, Mr. Lytle.
Welcome to the program, sir.
No, thank you, Mr. VG. Mr. Uncle Fester, how's everybody doing today?
We're all fantastic.
It's Gully. I thank you, Mr. Toothless Hillbilly.
So we have not spoken to you in a few days, or it's been a week. What is the late? What's going on?
Not much. I just figured I don't have to call in every single day.
Absolutely.
So I figured I'd just call in today. I'm like 7 minutes past my normal time I would want to call in. And wish everybody Merry Christmas today, and hopefully everybody gets what they want.
Yeah. Did you hear that I got the dog food lady's phone number?
Yeah, I heard that. That's
and
cool.
Could not get hold of her.
She's probably out buying some Alpo or Purina.
I don't know. She loved the dog food, though. Joe, did you meet her? Did you ever meet the dog food lady?
No, I've never met her.
I was never just saying, her. I'm pretty sure that Jimmy received pleasure from her.
Oh yeah.
But
if I'm right, I definitely admitted it one time to you.
But that's what I would like to find out from her directly if that's the case or not.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, last time I heard... She was trying to get some new animal or so. No. They were doing those yard sales. She was.
Right.
Her mom or something. And was having problems keeping time on her phone.
Yeah, I know that there was yard sales. I wonder if... I wonder if Sean knows.
Mm-hmm.
About the
when
Jimmy's.
I first came in your chat room, I thought that's who was on cam.
About the... Doesn't Vanilla Gorilla look like Sean Bolin?
He's a doppelganger.
Yeah.
You know, Joe has seen me live before.
Yeah, no, he acts like... You ever notice he always, every time he's on, he acts like he's never met you before or never seen you or anything.
Yeah, it's not like we've never done a show together.
No, right? I swear to God, even Kitty, I said, there goes a goalie on top.
Mm-hmm.
I said, guess who's the bottom one? And Kitty even thought it was Sean Bourne.
Well, we know the girl is a bottomer.
I was the top yesterday.
Joe, I'm glad you're on. I'm actually glad you're on because, I know I haven't talked about it before, but I will bring it up today. I don't know if you've heard, but Gorilla's having marital problems. his marriage is hanging on by a pubic hair size thread. It's hanging on that thin a rope.
We're gasping for air at the moment.
His marriage is falling apart. He needs advice, Joe. He needs advice from someone who's had a successful marriage, like you.
Yeah, I'm still together. We're actually having good times together.
Yeah.
We've had our ups and downs, don't get me wrong. You know, but when you put them in their place... It goes upwards. It never goes down.
I was wondering if you can give Gorilla some tips on how to fix this, to mend this broken marriage and learn to fly again.
You know what? I'm going to take off for a little bit, Ray. You guys go right ahead.
I think you should listen to Joe. Joe's had a very successful marriage. Why can't you listen to Joe?
I think you need to hear this, Gorilla. Yeah. I really do.
If I ever have an issue to where I need to know how to mass murder a bunch of cockroaches, I will call Joe because he has...
No, that's my gun for hire business. That's not my marriage counseling now, okay? You're getting them mixed up now.
That's what I'm saying. If I need ought to kill 10,000 cockroaches in a single swipe, I'm calling Joe. But if I need marriage advice, I think I'd rather call Gully.
Then how about if you do this? Just what kind of problems are you having right now in your marriage? And we'll just go from there. Because I know it's hard to talk about when you have a problem.
He and his wife, I'll tell you because... he and his wife are sleeping in separate bedrooms because Gorilla wanted a new bed. He wanted a new bed, so he makes his wife sleep in a separate bedroom from where he does.
From what I understand, I would too.
She's going to kill you.
So they're sleeping in separate beds. It doesn't sound like they're having much sexual relations. I don't think they talk very much to each other. I don't even think they eat at the same... I don't think they eat separately because Gorilla was talking about how he cooks.
Dude, what?
Yeah, he said he...
She's a... In defense of this one, Ray, she's at work. Mm-hmm.
But he said...
That ain't no excuse.
What is it? I'm sorry.
It's not an excuse. She's at work and I'm at home.
No. You hungry?
Not right now. I've already eaten.
Okay. Well, you know, here's your first mistake, okay? First of all, us men, we do not cook at all.
What?
We do not cook. No. Women should always cook. They should always be there for their mans. Unless you're gay, dude. If you're gay and you got a gay lover, make that son of a bitch get in there and cook that son of a bitch.
So you're saying...
Slap that bitch in her mouth, tell her to get her ass home, get in that kitchen, cook you a damn 4-course meal or 6-course meal, whatever you feel like eating that time. Cook that son of a bitch, do them dishes, and then she can take her ass back to bed. Or back to work, or wherever the hell you... That's probably what she's doing is sleeping really at work, you know? I mean, come on.
Well, that's one way of doing it.
So you're saying that he's making a mistake by doing the cooking?
Oh, that's a big mistake. Very, very big mistake. You never lay your hands to any pots and pans in the kitchen.
Really?
Not even a piece of bread.
I like to cook.
So you're saying that if the guy cooks in the marriage, then the marriage cannot last?
No, it won't last. It won't last.
Wow.
Even if advice? You know how you get these... what are these things called? Anniversaries or something like that?
Right.
You know, some guys like
an anniversary.
To me, the Twitter's that likes them. But, you know, you got them, you know, oh, hey, I'm going to cook you a nice dinner, you know, candlelight, blah, blah, blah. Screw that. Make that bitch do it. If she runs off of the mouth, smack her as hard as you can and tell her to go do her damn job. I mean, no.
So, Joe, are you a modern man? Are you a metrosexual? Is that what you're telling
us? I hope you're listening, Gorilla. These are tips to keep your marriage strong.
Yeah.
This will save your marriage.
Joe, a modern man?
You want us... No, you want your own bed. I can understand that. As right now, she's very, 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 very mental abusive to you.
Is she?
Well, yeah.
Joe knows.
She's being mentally abusive by making him cook dinner. I had no idea.
Oh, that's not true.
That's what he's saying.
Yes. Not true.
So Joe, would you call that problem number one of his marriage, or what problem is that?
Oh, yeah, that's problem number one, automatically.
Joe's an expert, Gorilla.
Beer in his hand, getting any kind of food he wanted.
I have a beer in my hand. Look, it's on camera
Give me another, what's another problem you think, or what's another way for him to fix his marriage?
Well, he's wanting to have another bed, right?
No, he's got one. He bought his own bed and moved into his own room.
That's your second mistake right there. You do not buy another bed for yourself.
Why?
You kick that stupid bitch out of that bed and tell her to sleep on the floor or outside in the backyard.
No. My bed is much nicer than the old bed.
You save the money. You save the money so you can make that bitch walk down to the goddamn grocery store or gas station and buy you another 12-pack of beer.
My bed is much nicer now.
So you're saying that they should not have separate beds or separate rooms?
No, you're a homo. You're a homo if you do.
I mean, you're a homo.
How does that make you a homo?
It's to sit there and, you know, stand up and be the man of the house.
Wait a minute, Lord.
Why are you saying that if a man has a separate bedroom from his wife, that he's a homo? Why do you say he's a homo?
Come on, Ray. It's real common sense there.
I don't know.
Real common sense.
Explain.
I'm trying to figure out how should I explain
it
so everybody will understand what I'm saying here.
Don't worry, Joe. Everybody's going to hike you.
Well, I don't understand. Why would a homo have a separate room?
Because they just do. I mean, you got bitches,
mm-hmm.
you got homos, or you got men like myself. Mm-hmm. Right now, BG's not even close to the category of a man because he's allowing his wife to run him when that should never be gone. I mean, so he's falling in the category of homo. He needs to step up unless he is. If he's a homo, then hey, you know, maybe he don't want his mom and dad know or family know or friends know. That's not my fault, okay?
Wait a minute. Let me get this right. You're saying that married couples should not sleep in separate bedrooms. If it's a problem where they're having uncomfortable in the bed, you're implying that Gorilla should sleep on the bed and make his wife sleep on the floor.
Yes.
And only
save that money from getting another bed.
And then only homos have separate bedrooms. I don't understand why homos would have separate bedrooms and not straight people.
Okay. Difference is, Mr. Lytle,
yeah.
Straight people, when they have two different bedrooms and are sleeping in two different deals, everybody knows that, you know, they've got to be having problems.
Right.
Okay.
All right. That
homos
makes sense.
Now, when they're in two different rooms sleeping, it's only because they don't want nobody, and especially in BG's case, his parents to know that he's either a bottom or he's a top. If you don't know what I mean by that, it means they're sitting there butt-fucking each other, and they don't want to know
it. Right. So you're saying that gays will have separate bedrooms so no one knows they're gay.
Yes.
That's okay.
Look at Luke. He's got two different rooms he sleeps in with his boyfriend.
Joe, are you writing this down? You should write a book, but I'm not sure they'll accept it in crayons.
This is amazing insight we're getting from Joe.
This is ridiculous.
This is unbelievable.
Ridiculous.
And maybe
how long have you been married?
In about 2 weeks, it'll be 5 years.
Oh, my God.
Okay, there's your damn problem. We've been together 15, married for almost 12, so take it from somebody who knows how to keep the marriage intact. Mm-hmm. You really need to be writing this stuff down and actually practicing this up. You should start that practice tonight.
Joe, to be honest, to keep your marriage intact, you've actually let several men bang your wife whilst you filmed it. I don't see that being a problem.
No, that's my third deal. I was going to say something about that.
What's your third deal?
You're not getting anything? You like watching pornos, don't you?
I'm actually not a big porno guy.
But you do watch pornos?
Every once in a while, yes.
Then why not invite guys over, put them in the bedroom, have them screw the crap out of your old lady, videotape it, then you can go back into your own same room.
Oh, for God's
sake. Hop into the little video recorder, push play. Stand there and do whatever you want, you and your lover. Not your wife, your boyfriend lover.
Because
that's about what it sounded like to me. And watch it together.
Can I ask how that's supposed to make a marriage stronger?
Well, she's getting pleased, so she's happy.
Right. What about him?
He's getting pleased. He's happy because he's actually
pleasing himself watching her.
So,
get pleased.
Gorilla, I mean, did you pick up these
tips? That's my favorite thing to do.
Did you get the tips? This is a way to a stronger marriage.
In one ear, out the other, right?
One, you shouldn't cook. Men don't cook.
No.
I wrote these down.
I'm going to tell Emeril Lagasse that.
I wrote these down. Joe Bobby said, number Clay. One, men don't cook. He said, number two, don't sleep in a separate room. If it's an issue of the bed and comfort, then make her sleep on the floor. But you got to sleep in the same room unless you're homeless.
Unless you're a filthy queer.
And you don't want people to know you're gay.
I'm thinking there might be a little bit more to his story on that one, too. I'm leaning more towards homosexuality with him.
And number three, then force people to come over and have sex with your wife.
We could expand on that
because
one.
Because nothing makes the marriage stronger. Nothing makes your marriage stronger than that, according to Joe.
Well, we could expand on that further. We could expand on that because not only you let other men have sex with your wife, make a website and make a few books off it as well.
Yeah, why not? That's what Joe does. But look,
exactly.
What is it, Miss Mercy's Playground?
One thing, ooh. Yes, MissMercyPlayground.com.
She hears that.
I'll tell you what. One thing you cannot say about Joe, you can't say he doesn't have a solid marriage. I mean, I don't know if it's a good marriage or bad marriage. Seems pretty solid, though. I mean, they've been together for a long time.
To be honest, though, by the sounds of it, I don't think he's solid in other places. That's why other men are banging his wife.
I agree, Gully.
All I know is that
a little fluffy.
Joe has been Joe's been married for, you know, almost 15 years or whatever. And you guys
have. And in the very first one, he really needs to know. I've been trying to tell you this, Mr. Lytle, and look how perfect. I mean, you took my advice years ago, and look how perfect you guys have been.
What advice did I take from you?
The number four is never take no for an answer. It should always be yes, sir. I'm sorry, sir. Can I get anything else for you, sir? You don't take no more garbage from them.
Are we going back to like the 1880s?
Listen, this is what Joe says works.
Is this solid backhand that woman?
According to Joe, this is what works. I hope everybody listened.
I said this before. Kitty is in another room right now, or she'd be smacking him around.
She's standing right here next to me. She wasn't until JoJo came home.
Would she agree with what you said?
Well, she knows better. She better.
You know Kitty would smack him around for saying any of this.
I
will smack that crippled, half-blind wannabe around and put her back in place.
Who are you talking about?
We'll be together again for another almost 12 more years.
What? You are talking about your wife?
I told you. That's why we are so much in love.
Could you go get her while I want to talk. I'm trying to get Sean Blint to call in. I have to play a commercial. Will you go get her while I play the commercial? And we could ask her?
No problem, I will.
All right, everybody, stay tuned. Stay tuned. We'll come back. Joe is giving marital advice to Vanilla Gorilla. We'll be back with more of the show right after. Grouch Plea Bar that has a blue grouch and West Maple in Springfield.
This is Chubby Ray Live. And here is your host,
Yo-Yo. Yeah, yeah. This hillbilly Joe.
Good old Joe.
He's unbelievable.
Now they say every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings. Every time Joe opens his mouth, a marriage therapist cries.
He rules his household with an iron fist.
He was going to go get his wife so she can confirm his tips for Gorilla. We'll see if he's got her, in fact. Joe, are you back? I don't think he's back.
I think he's just got his ass beat.
Wait, he's bringing the lovely Miss Kitty, and we get her. Hello, is it Kitty there, maybe?
Yes, it is.
Hello, Kitty. How are you?
Hi, Kitty.
Kitty, I don't know if you heard, but Vanilla Gorilla is having major marital problems. I mean, it has gotten to the point. They're sleeping in separate bedrooms, hardly touching each other.
That's not true.
Gorilla's cooking all the meals.
And that's been for 9 years.
And Joe has major problems with the way Gorilla's... Joe has come up with a theory on why Gorilla's marriage is strained. And he said you would 100% agree with him because he gave us the tips on how to have a solid marriage or how Gorilla can fix his marriage. And I was wondering if we could pass them along to you and you could tell us if you in fact agree with him, because he said 100% you would agree with him that this is the tips to a solid marriage.
Yeah, actually, I do. The women should do whatever the man says.
Really?
Is she holding a gun to your head? Are you in danger, Kitty?
He's got it in the headlock.
He said, number one, that the man should never cook.
Nope.
The woman should always cook.
Yep, the woman should.
And if she doesn't want to cook, you smack her around until she gets in there and starts cooking for you.
Yeah, sure, why not?
All right.
Oh,
wow.
He's got to be holding a gun to her head.
Is he beating you that much that you're really
police?
Scared?
Number two, never sleep in separate bedrooms. He said if you don't fit on the bed, then make the woman go sleep on the floor.
No, screw that. Where do you get put at when you're sitting there in trouble? You get put either on the damn floor or out in the doghouse. That's where you put your damn bitches at.
I get sent to the basement.
So Joe says that you never get separate bedrooms unless you're a homo and you don't want your parents to know that you're doing it.
Right.
Do you agree with that? Should a man and wife always sleep in the same bed? You've never thought of Joe having a separate bedroom from you?
No.
She's thinking of it right now. She's thinking, how do I get Joe in another room right now? I guarantee it.
Just hit him over the head with a bottle and then drag his carcass into another room and lock the door.
And then he said number three, the key to having a good show, or having a good marriage, is to...
is to have a bunch of guys come over and bang your wife.
And watch it. And videotape it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And internet publicize it too.
Right. So, Kitty, what would you think of that?
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
Well, that's a statement right there.
Yeah, that, you know what? That's the first thing she said, I believe. But yeah, not because anything to do with Joe, though.
Well, think about it. I mean, if you were married to Joe, you had a choice of being with him or other men. You'd probably pick him.
Yeah, you will pick Joe and Gash up on the internet, wouldn't you, really?
Hell yeah. I've always said that. Jimmy and I used to say this. Kitty's got it made. All the time.
I'm not so sure about that.
Because she's convinced Joe that he should watch. You know what I mean? She's got it made. Pretty smart, I think.
What was the last rule?
The last rule was that one about the, right?
No, there was another one.
I don't remember the other one. Those are the only three I wrote down. I think there was another one, yeah, but.
They would have been important.
I'm sure it was something. I'm sure it had something to do with domestic violence, which is really
domestic violence and backhands.
You know, right? Nothing says loving more.
Can I? And so, can Joe hear us, Kitty?
No.
All right. Is he? Did he threaten you to make you agree with these? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right. Just wanted.
Did
to
he
see.
Hit you in the places where the bruises don't show?
Yeah. Use a phone book.
So, yeah. And your marriage is strong?
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Well, those are and now you probably you have to run and do the make dinner.
She has to run and get a big.
Does Joe ever cook? Does Joe ever cook?
No.
He never cooks.
Would you eat anything that Joe ever made?
No, I wouldn't. No.
If I made something, would you eat it, Ray?
Sure. Yeah.
See?
Sure. Yeah.
You actually have eaten something.
I have no problem. I enjoy cooking. I actually will cook sometimes at my house. I enjoy doing it. I cook for my wife and daughter all the time.
Yeah, I like to cook.
But my wife is a better cook than me. My wife is a fantastic cook. That's pretty. Anybody who's seen me, that's pretty evident that she's a great cook. I mean,
that is not the case in my house.
Yeah, no, my wife's an awesome cook, but I do cook. You know,
my girlfriend's 22. She can just about cook beans.
I'm a good cook. Don't get me wrong. In fact, I think I'm a very good cook. But my wife's a great cook. I will say this. When I first met my wife, she couldn't cook to save her life. I swear to God. I taught my wife how to cook.
Nice.
And then she just blew by me, you know. Now she, like, it creates things, you know. She, like, invents meals.
Mm-hmm.
She's that good a cook. So you're saying your girlfriend's 22, Gully. Listen, my wife was probably 22. 21, 22, and was a horrible cook. So
there is a plus side to this, though, right? When I go down to visit, Karen, my girlfriend, can't cook anything. She can burn toast. She's really bad. But her mom can cook.
Right.
She can cook a mean curry. It's a mean curry.
Just because a girl can't cook at 22 years old doesn't mean they won't be a great cook. Some women, you know, they start late, but they cook fantastic. So
I'm hoping she can learn the skills off her mom. That's what I'm hoping.
You will be fine, my friend. Trust me on that one.
I hope so.
All right.
Beans on toast isn't nice, really, I'll be honest.
So there you go. You got Joe's tips. Kitty, I thank you for confirming. I'm sorry if Joe's holding a knife to your throat or something. I'm sorry to have to put you through that.
You're welcome. It's okay.
Thank you, dear.
Off your pop,
ladies
Kitty.
And gentlemen, give her hand. It is the lovely Miss Kitty. MissKittysPlayground.com, by the way. For a very low fee. I mean, it's a very low cost for a
web. Yeah, they pay you sometimes.
You can see amazing pictures of...
I want to know how I become a model on Miss Kitty's Playground.
Get a mask.
I don't need a mask. I got a pretty face.
Get a mask and show up. Would you do a Vanilla Gorilla, Kitty?
Oh, why not? You'd have to sign a model release.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Well, then you could do it, Gorilla. You know what? I'd pay money to see Gorilla. That'd be, you know, because I know it'd only be 20 seconds, so it wouldn't take up a lot of time.
I don't think Joe's got enough film for
me. I'd like to see Gorilla just working it and Kitty sliding off, because, you know, he'd just be a sweaty mess. It'd be a slick, sweaty mess.
That's a weird... You just give me a really weird mental image, right? Thank you. I'm going to flush my brain.
Look like she's just slide like an oil slick, just flying right off of him. That is fantastic. The best. All righty. Thank you, Kitty. And thank you, Hillbilly Joe. Fantastic, as always. You guys, stay tuned. Vanilla Gorilla has the news coming up. Thank you, dear. Is Joe going to join us for the news? We'll see if Joe... actually, I was going to take another break, but I don't have another commercial, so let's just go live. Ladies and gentlemen, Vanilla Gorilla is here. And every day on the show, he does the news. Sean Balint called in, but I missed the call. I'm sorry, because I was talking to Joe. But Sean did call in.
We'll call him back, right?
Yeah, but he did it in between stuff. He's working, geez. Yeah. So he only had, he had 2 minutes to kill and couldn't get him on. I'll get him on tomorrow.
But the only thing he's doing, Mr. Lytle, was sitting there at a damn McDonald's drive-thru going, can I get 6 double cheeseburgers?
No, he's anchoring his news. He was able to call us during a commercial break. But he's actually anchoring his news today. He's doing the whole, you're listening to the news, blah, blah, blah. He's doing the same thing that Gorilla's about to do right now.
Only more professionally.
Chubby Ray Live News, here is...
Brand top story. A former Milwaukee slaughterhouse worker sends to federal prison for stealing a television from a federal hospital back in jail. This time...
What did he steal? He stole a what?
He stole a 52-inch plasma television. But that he's already been out of jail for that. Now he's back in jail 2 days after he got out of jail for drunk driving, his seventh offense.
Wait, seven? The guy's been drunk driving seven times?
Seven times. This time he blew a .219, close to three times the legal limit.
Put him in jail.
And don't let
him out. Needs to be locked away.
I'll tell you something. I'll give you one. Some guys screw up, they get a DUI. If they're fortunate enough to get a DUI without hurting anybody, you know what? Make them pay their fine, slap them around, and send them on their way. Number two, you get a second DUI. That means you didn't learn your lesson after the first one. You get a second one, then you need to, of course, have your license suspended. And you need to have a financial responsibility. By the way, this is if nobody gets hurt. If somebody gets hurt, I think you're screwed. I don't care if it's the first one. Somebody gets hurt, you know,
yeah.
I think you go to jail.
Yeah, definitely.
You get three DUIs, I think you got to get locked up. I'm serious. I think you have to get locked up because you are tempting fate every time you get a DUI.
Yeah, that's a serial offender.
Every day we hear somebody getting killed because some jackass is drunk and cannot control their vehicle. You get somebody with seven. Well, yeah, but there's a deal. I mean, how many people every day are caught driving with no license, like driving on a suspended license? It happens every day. Just because they take your license away doesn't mean you're not going to drive.
Exactly. Actually, in Illinois, they have a little device now. After you get your first DUI, you have to blow into the device, and if it doesn't register 00, your car won't start. It's an interlock device.
Yeah, but, you know, you got people who have...
Not always.
Like, they have... Joe, have you ever gotten a DUI?
No, that's something I will say, thank God, I've never had a DUI.
Because you... That surprised me that you've never had one. I know you've had driving.
I'm very surprised.
When I've had two open containers of alcohol and fell out of the car drunk on my face in front of the cop, and the cop still never gave me a ticket for DUI.
See, this is what I'm talking about. People have got to be more responsible than that. But if you don't have a license, you should not be driving. Joe, your license right now is suspended, right?
Yes.
So you're not driving?
Well, not suspended. I got a fine on it, but it's not suspended.
Okay.
Yes, I drove since December 27th.
But you could legally drive right now. Could you legally drive?
I'm sorry, do what now?
Could you legally drive right now?
No, right?
So you can't. Okay, so you don't.
No.
Most people are not like Joe. Most people are told you can't drive or you have a suspended license, and they drive anyway. And when you're drunk, that whole part of your head that tells you don't do stupid things doesn't exist. That part of your brain that says you're not supposed to drink and drive goes away. Your inhibitions are lowered. So
yes, it is.
Chronic drunks. They are also chronic drunk drivers. And taking their license away is not enough because they just drive anyway.
Yep. It's not going to stop them.
At some point, and I hate to fill the prisons with these people, but we either have to get some kind of device that makes it to where they can't drive, or we got to lock them up. Seven DUIs is too much.
No, that's a serial offense, and he should be locked up for that.
What about these guys that kill people from drunk driving, and they're still out there on the roads? I mean, how does that happen?
Is that how does the law work over there? Is it manslaughter over there? Is it vehicle manslaughter over there?
You know what, Gully? It depends on how good a lawyer you have. To be honest with you, if you're let's face it, if you're poor and you have a public defender, you're gonna get You might be, if you're lucky, you'll get it to some type of involuntary manslaughter. More than likely, you're going to get, you're going to get hit with manslaughter and have to do a little bit of time.
Okay.
But some of these people with really good lawyers, man, they'll get it knocked down to whatever, get slapped on the wrist and be out on the street.
Do you know, that I think it's very similar. If you go out and kill someone with a car, it's just like walking up to someone with a gun and putting it in the face and pulling the trigger. That's what I think.
I mean, don't get me wrong. If it's icy outside and it's an accident, and there are accidents that happen, something happens and you lose control of your car and, God forbid, you get an accident and you kill somebody, then that is an accident.
Yeah, there's always extenuating circumstances like that. I agree.
But not
if they're drunk.
Yeah, but if you're drunk, then it's not an accident because you chose to drink. And
exactly.
You talked about the breathalyzer in the car, Gorilla. Yeah. That's fine, but what if you just take your wife's car?
It actually goes on every car that you
borrow. Or what if you borrow somebody else's car? Because that's what they do.
Well, yeah, I mean, they...
Or else
but,
these
I mean,
jackasses, what they do is they get a lawnmower. Have you seen that? The guys who get out a riding lawnmower and ride it to the bar. But I'll tell you something. I've never heard of anybody killing anybody with a lawnmower, riding lawnmower.
It only goes like 10 miles
an hour. I don't have any problem. I actually have no problem with that.
But, Ray, do you know how they get away with the breathalyzers in their cars?
I don't know.
And I have done that.
Or you
they
get somebody else. You get somebody else.
Who don't drink.
Yeah.
Blowing it to start their car.
Yeah.
And they're riding with them. That's how they get away with that.
I heard a story. I heard a story once, and this is when they first. When did they first start this law? Like 2 years ago, right?
Well, the interlock device actually started. January 1st, 2009.
Oh, so it would have been all right in the last year.
Just over a year.
Because I heard a story from my brother Bodine told me the story about someone claims, and I won't say the person, but someone claims that they were walking down the street. All right?
Yeah.
And this guy with a suit came out of a bar, and he was hammered. And he offered this kid, or he offered this person, $15 to breathe into the tube to get his car going. And he did it.
That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
$15, and this guy was hammered. But the kid got, the guy got $15, and he... walked home.
If you get caught doing that, mm-hmm. I think it's a class E felony to blow it into somebody else's.
I know, but they're drunk. They're not thinking about consequences.
No, I'm talking about the sober person.
Right, but the sober person, if you're just walking down the street, somebody offers you to do that, you take a little money to do it. If you play dumb, I don't know what it's for. Guy asked me to help him out, paid me, so I did it. You know, how are they going to find him? Most of you don't even know. He had no idea. This kid, the guy had never seen him before. You know. I'm just saying.
It's bizarre. It's amazing that some people will take these risks just to get home after the beer. It really is insane.
I know.
Can't drive, I'll sleep in my car or take a cab home or find a run.
Yeah, drunk driving is not something that I... It's just not something that I would,
not
something I'd do. When I was young once, there was one night I went out. I insisted on driving home, and I thank God for this. I drove home that night, woke up the next day, didn't remember much, went out, saw my vehicle. There was a little bit of damage to the left of the vehicle, and then when driving to college. In the morning, I noticed there was some damage to some mailboxes on the same side, and I knew
actually, that's worse,
dude. I knew I was responsible, and I told myself that's it. Thank God it was just a mailbox, because this could have been, this could have been a lot worse. And from then on, I've either taken cabs, limos, designated driver, or just had enough restraint to not get drunk. I mean, Joe, you and I have been to bars, you know, dozens of times.
Yeah, exactly.
If I'm driving...
That's what I was going to...
If I'm driving, then I drink maybe a couple, and that's it.
Yeah, that's good. You might have two the whole night. Now, I mean, even if we're there for 4 hours, you might have two. That's it.
If I'm in a limo or something, I'm tying one on.
I mean, if you actually remember when we used to go out and I did have a car, I said, well, if I go out and drink, I need a ride to and from.
You got
to
be smart.
I don't want to take that chance to be driving, getting drunk, coming back home, and sometime from wherever we're at to getting home. Well, I'm waking up in a jail cell because I've done hit somebody and killed. You know,
seven DUIs. They got to lock that guy up. You can't. Seven DUIs, ridiculous.
Yeah, because he's time him to be locked up.
Yeah.
He should have been locked up at least, if nothing else, after the fourth one.
Yeah.
You want to hear about the TV he stole?
Yeah, and he's stealing TVs.
This is actually, he just got out of jail on January 29th for this one, okay?
Yep.
He's his name's Jeffrey Bullock. He's 46. He stole a 52-inch television from the Zablocki Veterans Affairs Medical Center in 2008.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
He first got the notion of stealing the television when he went to the Veterans Affairs Center for food stamps on his wife's birthday. When he came to pick up his wife, he found her watching the 52-inch Samsung and looked peaceful as he had ever seen her.
Oh, Jesus.
Pollock, a formerly served in the Marine Corps, said he felt entitled to the $3,260 TV because it was owned by the military. He dressed up like a repairman, and one afternoon, he wheeled it out, telling questioning vets that he was taking it to be repaired. While he was taking it home, he tore the screen, and then he learned it would cost $1,800 to fix it. He offered it to his brother, who said he wouldn't pay him. He tried to fix the screen himself with an electric iron, but applied too much heat and pressure and broke the glass.
Unbelievable.
Oh, damn.
This is an unbelievable. Listen, I know it was a soldier and all at one point, but this guy's a loser. For the good of mankind, they need to lock him up.
I can't imagine he got anywhere further in the army than cannon fodder, to be honest.
I thank God he's out. Did you say Marines?
Yeah, he's a Marine.
Thank God he's out of the Marines because we don't have a gun in his hands anymore because I wouldn't trust this moron with a gun.
Drinking and shooting? That's what I'd be doing next.
Stealing things? Stealing from the Veterans Affairs place?
Yep.
That's terrible.
What kind of animal is this?
He did that?
Lifted a 52-inch big-screen TV by himself. But I'll tell you what, he was smart enough to dress up like a repairman. That's actually a pretty good idea.
Now you're thinking about it.
I'm kind of thinking about it. I can do that. I'm gonna turn my car into a geek squad mobile. And, Gorilla, we're going to go steal computers. Hey, geek squad, I come to fix a computer. Let me take it with me. That's great. All right, let's get to another story. We'll move on, ladies and gentlemen. The news continues with Vanilla Gorilla.
Ah, yes, Ray. This one is from somewhere. Apparently, I don't know where. But it's about a restaurant.
All right.
It's called the Heartstopper Bar and Grill.
The Heartstopper Bar and Grill. Tell me about the Heartstopper.
They serve 3-pound burgers. Let's see. There was more to this, and I'm missing it now, apparently. Oh, chili chest pain fries. They decorate with defibrillators, dialysis machine, make tables look like wheelchairs, put salt and pepper in pill bottles, and present the bill in a plastic first aid kit. Their menu warns, and I quote, consumption of our food will definitely lead to obesity.
Really? And what are they, a 3-pound burger, and what else is in the burger?
They also serve the chili chest pain fries. The Heartstopper burger, which is 3 pounds.
So they'll put, like, fries and chili and cheese and all that stuff into the fries.
This is where I thought this would be good for us, Ray.
All right.
Is that it says, there is also a standing offer of free food to anyone over 350 pounds.
Oh, wow. Where's that at? I'll go there. Hell, let's do
it. I don't know.
It's out of state. I've actually seen this restaurant, and the owner of the restaurant is actually a legal doctor.
Wow.
He went from being a doctor to come get to do this restaurant.
and all of his waitresses are dressed up as nurses.
Wow.
It's been on the Food Network. They did the same thing what he just was talking. They done that. If you can eat all their deals, they'll wheel you outside to your car.
Nice.
In a
wheelchair. Oh my God, that's fantastic.
That's somewhere I'm gonna visit.
And it's because of all the grocery stuff.
Oh, I want to go there now.
However, Ray,
what?
There's some sad news.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Uh-oh.
They're being sued.
Who's suing?
The Heart Attack Grill in Chandler, Arizona.
Oh, there's another bar.
Stating that they have stolen their idea and they've hit them with a cease and desist order. And to get rid of their medical theme or shut their doors.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So this is so the one restaurant said they're the only fat restaurant.
Yes, right.
How dare this other place, you know.
I know.
Unbelievable.
I would only go there for the waitresses.
Well, I'd go for the waitresses, but mostly for the food.
I'll tell you, the hot nurse costume, that's, you know.
And they're very, very short.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like to see my wife in one of those. I'm not big on that whole dressing up and thing, but I'll tell you, a nurse's outfit. Yeah, I'd like that.
Take the pictures and write to them for you, yeah. For me, Ray.
They can't offer free food every day. To people over 300 pounds.
No, I bet it's got to be some kind of special thing where if you eat so much, you get it for free.
Yes.
Right?
Like a loyalty program.
Yeah, because I would be there every day. Free food every day? Hell yeah.
Yeah, that would be. That would be me straight away.
It's got to be. They can't just be offering it, you know.
It's probably like by the end of the week.
Yeah.
You get a stamp every day.
I bet it's probably like one item or something you get for free.
Yeah, it's only for that person. It's one meal, that's it.
Yeah, it's a piece of lettuce at the end of the week.
Maybe the fat people get it if they have diet food.
Yeah.
Hell, Man versus Food was there to eat that challenge, and it even said on his show that, you know, they get to eat for free, people over 300 pounds, but it's only that one, whether it's lunch, dinner, or whatever, it's only one.
I'll be damned.
Well, that's pretty cool, nevertheless.
Sounds like a good time.
Let's go there.
I don't understand why the one place is suing the other place. I mean, they're in completely different states. I don't get it.
They said isn't it was enough, trademark.
Isn't there enough fat people to go around in America?
There's plenty of fat. Listen, we're the fattest country in the world.
Hey, we're with you.
We're the fattest country in the world, but yet we have people starving. Oh, well, who knows? This country is this. All right, what else? We got time for a couple more. What else, Gorilla? Gorilla!
Yes, Raymond. Okay. Whoa, what the hell is going on there? Sorry about that.
Gorilla's having some flickering.
Yeah, I'm having problems. deputy fired after DRS was found to be vomiting on himself, combative, and had to be placed in canine cage.
Wait, what happened? What?
There's what a the sheriff's hell? Deputy in Sullivan County. I believe it's Vermont. He was terminated being arrested on a DUI charge, was found allegedly vomiting on himself, repeatedly refusing to stop, kicking the inside of the squad car, and berated the arresting trooper cost him his job.
Good Lord.
He was also allegedly trying to slam a squad door into a trooper and was placed in a canine cage to present injury to himself or state property or others.
Wait a minute, they put the drunk guy in a canine cage?
Yeah, he was a sheriff. Like a deputy.
Wow. Well, cops drink, too.
Isn't usually like the whole back seat of a vehicle?
It's usually like the back of an SUV.
Yeah, it's like an SUV, usually.
It's all canine.
Oh, okay.
And he was a canine cop?
No, he was just a regular county deputy, and that's who arrested him.
He was like the canine guy. Did the dog drive? Was the dog driving?
You know, the dog was in the front seat laughing at him.
Dog food lady was in the cage, too.
Dog food lady took care of him. She ate the dog's food. Unbelievable.
I want to see if she wants to go out on a date with me.
The dog food. I want to have her on the. If I can get her to call in, I want to have her on the show.
You should see if she wants to be a model. Sure.
Oh, God.
Yeah. She won't need a mask.
No.
I will put her up on the site. If she would do a picture
You guys are getting pretty excited. You're getting pretty excited about her being on the show. I can tell. It won't be long before she's on. Won't be long. All right, one more story, and then we'll get out of here today. It's we got about 5 minutes left.
This one's out of Portland, Oregon.
All right.
The Heinz factory is revamping the ketchup packets.
All right.
The new packets contain about 3 times as much ketchup as the old packet. Has a pewter lid so you can dip your fries, or the old standard, you can rip the top off of it and squeeze out your ketchup.
And these are the little, you mean the little packets we get from, like, fast food restaurants and stuff?
Yeah, it's been the same packet for about 40 years, and complaints about it for about that long. It's too messy, too small, too hard to open. Now they're changing the condiment package to please customers.
Have you ever eaten at, like, a single person's house?
I've been a single person, like, okay. Yes, I've eaten in my house.
Like Sean Balint, Sean Balint used to live with my brother, all right? My brother Foon and Sean, and then, in fact, Sean has lived with every one of my brothers.
He first
lived with Bodine, then he lived with my brother Foon, and then he lived with my brother Goose. He's been roommates with all of my brothers at one point.
I feel sorry for them.
Because every time one of my brothers would get married, another one who was single would move in with Shawnee. And they never bought ketchup or mustard.
Or mayonnaise.
They ripped off the packages from various fast food restaurants that Sean would go to. Like, every single day, Sean would go to eat fast food. And he'd always say, hey, give me some extra ketchup or some extra whatever. And they'd give him 3-4 packages, and he'd save them, and they kept them in a bowl. And I thought this was the weirdest thing. And then I went to Jim the photographer's house in, like, 2005. He had the same thing, except Jim had, like, this nice wooden thing on his table. I'm like, what's that? What's that? He goes, that's a condiment holder. And you opened it up, and there was one thing. It was nothing but ketchup packets, nothing but mustard packets. There was duck sauce. There was, you know, it was like all the different condiments that you get for free. Salt. Like, he didn't have salt and pepper shakers. He had little things. I'm like, how do you get that? He goes, every time I go to a restaurant, I snag some.
Right. I remember telling you in the past, I have a habit with brown sugar in expensive coffee places. And I actually did steal quite a number of packets of small brown sugar today with my sister.
So I am exactly the same. You will also take condiment packages more than you need from restaurants.
Yeah, well, you can never have enough brown sugar, right?
From what Gorilla's describing, they're going to make it fancier.
And easier to dip your French fries in.
Right.
That's important.
Yeah, but I'm saying that this, if it's going to cost the restaurants more money to get this type of thing, okay? If it's going to cost the restaurants more money to get this type of ketchup container, then they are not going to be that excited.
I don't know.
They're not going to be that excited to give away extras. You know, when you go through, you say, hey, give me some extra ketchup, and they give them to you. If it costs them more to get those, then they're either going to start charging the consumer for. I just think the days of getting free ketchup packets might be coming to an end if that's the case.
No, I don't think so.
How many times have you been, like, in a McDonald's or somewhere, and you've opened a little corner off, and you've got a little jet of tomato sauce coming out, and the next thing you know, there's a side jet that hits you in the face,
all over your white shirt. You have to be very careful with those.
Yeah, so if they can improve that situation, I'm all for it, and I will steal this new invention when it comes out.
Gully will still find a way to steal them and take them home.
Yes.
I'll tell you right now, I've got a bag of salt packets from different restaurants here in Greenville.
I've got enough salt packets
to last us for 2 to 3 months.
You can buy salt in these gigantic containers for like 75 cents.
You know, DC just sent me a text and said McDonald's already charges for condiments. Is that true?
Wow.
Is that true?
Hold on, we're
getting ready to do dumb media show. So, what is they're already charging?
Yeah, I found this out when I was babysitting basically dog sitting for you.
Yes.
A few weeks ago, I went over to McDonald's because it's really quick, And there's a sign on their drive-up thing. They charge for extra condiments. They'll give you like one.
Wow.
But if you ask for more, it's like
already happened. See, it's already happened.
It's like a quarter per extra packet.
I hope that doesn't come over here. I really don't.
For any of their dips for their McNuggets.
They got to charge extra for McNugget dips?
Yes.
That's
they've been doing that for years.
That's communism.
I'm outraged. I hope that doesn't get brought over here because I will refuse to go to McDonald's.
Right. Gully will refuse to go to McDonald's. Did you hear him? He will not go if they're going to charge for condiments, damn it.
I will go to the King. That's where I will go.
That's unbelievable.
I'm not either anymore.
You should get your ketchup and mustard and dips and or duck sauce. That stuff should be free. Come on.
Who doesn't
come
have
with the food?
Hey, you know what? I have gone to the Chinese restaurant before, and I get extra, like, duck sauce stuff or whatever the red sauce is. I've gotten extra and then have gotten McDonald's chicken nuggets and did not have sauce to dip them in and use the sauce from the Chinese restaurant to die for. I'll tell you what.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, to die. This stuff is so good.
Who doesn't have, like, a bag or something in the refrigerator full of Taco Bell sauce?
Yeah, I don't. Not me. Because, like you said, listen. It costs 75 cents to get, like, you know, it doesn't, ketchup does not cost a lot. Mustard doesn't cost. We've got the same jar of mustard in my fridge. We probably had it for a year, so we don't use a lot of it.
Right.
And salt's not that expensive either.
Yeah, I'm not saying I like salt.
And I will say this, like the fake salt, like I'm trying to cut down on sodium, so we'll use the fake salt, the light salt, or whatever the hell it's called. That's more expensive than regular salt. Which to me, if there's less stuff in it, why does it cost more money? Which is BS, you ask me.
You know, it's not with me. It's not the principle of the price of the actual sugar, because sugar doesn't cost nothing, really. It's the price of the coffee. You're paying over the odds for coffee, so I am going to steal your sugar. That is the reason why I do it. That's the whole reason.
The whole thing just sounds kind of ridiculous to me.
I'm not saying I'm stealing Taco Bell sauce. I'm just saying,
sauce, just let me know. I'll talk to Luigi.
Yeah, I know. So you go through Taco Bell, and they go, you want any sauce there? And you're like, yeah, sure.
Taco Bell sauce is terrible.
They just throw handfuls in there. Yeah. You got like two tacos, and they throw like 50 sauces in there.
I'm not a big fast food taco guy. However, the tacos from Jack in the Box are awesome. I mean,
Jack in the Box in Springfield.
Well, like when I go to the airport. On the way back from the airport, I'll stop at a Jack in the Box.
Oh, okay. I thought they closed that down.
No, they don't have one here.
What do you think of White Castle, Ray?
I hate White Castle. I don't like. I know a lot of people love White Castle. I'm not a big fan of White Castle.
You know, I've never met anybody. Everybody you ask, if you ask that question to everybody, they go, they either love it or they hate it. There's nobody who goes, White Castle.
When you're drunk, you love it. You love those.
Oh, fans. I love it all the time.
We used to camp out for Cardinals games. You know, back in the 80s when the Cardinals were really hot. We used to go down and get walk-up tickets, you know, in September. Because, you know, in the 80s, the Cardinals were always in it. And although I'm a Cub fan, but I grew up near St. Louis, we would go down there and we'd play football in the street outside of the old Busch Stadium and we'd drink all night. And my friend Tony would always make a run to White Castle. And everybody waiting in line would give him cash to come back. And he'd come back with like 100 of those little sliders.
Oh, that's the best.
Now, I'll tell you what was good. They don't make it anymore. Was KFC used to make. They used to have those. The rolls were like buns. And they made little chicken patty things. And it was like mini KFC.
Awesome.
And they were like I think that was like in the early 90s when they finally stopped making them. But those were great. But I was never a fan of the slider. I never got it. And I remember the first time everybody was talking about it, I'm like, oh, I was so excited to get one. And I ate it, and it instantly gave me heartburn, and
yes.
It tasted like onion. I'm like, this is terrible. Like, what is wrong with you white people eating this food? This is horrible. I was never a fan.
Place down in Mississippi to have them send me a bulk of these hamburgers down there. They're kind of like White Castle, but they're not. They taste a lot better.
Hey,
and if I can't, I will send you some, right, and have you try them.
I'll tell you what my brother tells me all the time. I've never had, and my brother tells me I gotta have, is Culver's Butter Burger, whatever it's called.
Oh, those are good.
I've never had one.
How long have you lived
same
in
same here?
I've lived in Spain forever, but you know what? They were never an advertiser of my show, so for me, they advertised on other places.
So you wouldn't just go.
So I would not. Yeah, I never wanted the other place to get credit.
You want to hear a funny story about a White Castle?
All right, go ahead.
You remember the day you fired me from Disaster?
I don't think I ever officially. I don't think I fired you.
You were on the phone. Get out of my studio.
I meant to. Yeah, but I didn't mean you were fired. I, you know.
Oh, anyway.
All right. Yeah. So you left the studio.
We picked Guy Klein up that day.
Right.
We drove to Chicago to get him, and we brought him back with us. On the way back, we stopped in Joliet at White Castle.
Right.
So you threw us out of the studio or fired us, whatever. It doesn't matter. And just before I left, I put in the chat room that we were going to go to Bootleggers.
Right.
So, and everybody in the chat room, they all went to Bootleggers. And they were hanging out with us. And BDP came in. And you know how BDP likes to drink. He was drunk.
Right.
Well, I mean, I think he started before he got there, but he was drunk by the time he left. And he's like, man, I'm hungry. And I'm like, I got some White Castle. And the guy goes, what's White Castle? And I go, hold on, I'll go get him. And I brought him back in the Bootleggers. And he starts eating them. And he starts eating all my White Castle. And he's like, I want more White Castle. And he's like, he makes me call, there's a number on the box that you can call White Castle. And he's like, tell them I love their stuff. he's like, find out where the closest one is. We're going.
Wait, how cold were these White Castles by the time he started eating them?
Well, let's see. Joe, your birthday's in October, right?
Yeah, mine's October. That's what I was going to ask you. Was it the same night when you guys came over for my birthday?
Yeah, it was, as a matter of fact.
Oh, my God.
Oh, did you come over to the house before or after you went to the bar?
After. It was the next day, actually. But it was pretty cold outside.
So BDP ate cold. He ate a bunch of cold White Castle burgers.
Yeah, he probably had like 10 of them.
Good. See, that's what I mean. You eat. It's not natural to eat 10 hamburgers.
Yeah, but they're tiny.
Yeah, but it's still not natural to eat that many of them.
They're tiny.
I know they're tiny.
Regular McDonald's hamburger.
They're like one third the size of a regular burger.
Yeah, one third.
So he basically like ate three regular sized burgers, and then wanted more.
I mean,
and wanted more.
Yeah, he was like, and we found the closest one to here is actually in Collinsville.
Yeah,
down by St. Louis.
There's one down there. And he's
like, let's go get some more.
He wanted to drive to Collinsville while drunk.
Nice. Well,
That's probably Collinsville from Springfield is probably what? About 55 minutes to an hour, maybe?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
That's great.
Really? Yeah. Don't tell Kitty that then.
I'm sure. Was Kitty like White Castle?
Oh, she loved them. I buy them. I will be nice and buy her a box of them, of six, every 3 to 6 months. I eat like, you know.
The frozen ones are not good.
You know what my wife loves? My wife loves one snack food item. Chick-fil-A.
See that's
you
something
know
else I don't know about.
I can't help but eat. The Chick-fil-A is our weakness. I can't. Now I can drive by Krispy Kremes and not order Krispy Kremes. I've given up on that. There's only two places where I don't care if I'm dieting or if I have 10 minutes to be somewhere. If I cannot pass one of these restaurants, it is either a Portillo's hot dog when I'm in Chicago, or a Chick-fil-A. Those are the two places that I cannot help myself but to stop in. Those are the places. Chick-fil-A and Portillo's. Thank God they don't have either one of those restaurants where I live, because we would have issues. I would be even fatter.
So does Miss Kitty like to be
losing weight?
I am losing weight, but trust me, if I lived in a town that had those, I would not be.
Joe, does Miss Kitty like the Big Montana?
I don't know. Hey, Kitty, do you like the Big Montana?
With extra burger sauce?
It says no, don't know what it is.
Ah, that's
strange. Like the number one value meal from McDonald's, I know that. What is that, Big Mac?
Do you get the double Whopper over there in Burger King?
Yeah, we have a double Whopper.
We got the triple whopper now. What are you talking about?
They have a triple whopper? You got to be kidding me.
Oh,
yeah, that's too big. Big.
There are people in this world starving, and we have triple whoppers.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
My God, we should be ashamed
of
ourselves.
I mean, this like doing shoot.
The triple whopper is a sign of manhood, Ray.
That's going to take some
The triple whopper is a sign of obscenity.
You cannot eat it.
I just want by the way, I want to say that the Big Montana... Inside joke alert. Listen to old shows to get that joke. All right, listen, we have to take off. We're running late. I thank you all for listening, but we really must be going.
Are you having an after show, Ray?
No, because the after show will be DC and I recording the Dumb Media Show podcast, which we were supposed to start 10 minutes ago.
The Dumb Media Show, so you ain't got me on there?
No.
What the hell did you put
Because on? We do movie and TV reviews, and you don't know anything about movie and TV.
Joe, you don't know shit.
We don't need a wrestling review. Although last week's episode, we did talk about wrestling, so.
Joe's going to be talking about that great That's new movie right. that came out.
Which was
Night of the Living Dead.
Oh, yeah. He loved that one.
You know, honestly, I didn't think that.
All right, we gotta get out of here. Joe, thank you for being on. Appreciate it. Also, thanks to your wife, Miss Kitty.
Hey, no problem.
Dog Food Lady, we tried to call today. I guarantee we'll try to call Dog Food Lady again tomorrow. Sorry to Sean Belin for missing your call. Vanilla Gorilla, Gully, thank you, my friends.
And
thank you to the Blue Grouch Pub on West Maple in Springfield for being our first advertiser. That's very cool. Glad we can do that tonight. All right, so long, everybody. Enjoy the podcast, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, 4:30 p.m., with another live edition of Chubby Ray Live. Say it, Gorilla.
Good night, chickens.